Didn't do Kiddush Levana yet. You should do Kiddush Levana tonight. Okay, yesterday we were discussing that because this coming year is the year of Shemitah, 8805. Because this year is a Shemitah year, so you have to do what's called a Pruz Bol, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we just touched upon it yesterday. The Torah says that when the sabbatical year comes, all debts are to be forgiven. And the Torah warns that you shouldn't be an evil person and say, oh, Shemitah is coming, I'm not going to be able to get my loan back, I'm not going to give the loan. The Torah says, no, you should give him anyway. Lend him the money, Hashem will make sure you pay back. So later on in history, in the days of Hillel saw that the people were stopping to lend money in the year before Shemitah because they weren't going to get the money back. Or in the year Shemitah itself, they wouldn't get the money back. So Hillel instituted something called a Pruz Bol. Now, the concept of a Pruz Bol is because, and this is only not good when Shemitah was biblical, because then you can't make a rabbinic decree against going against the Torah. But because nowadays, because all the Jews are not living in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't have a base of Mikdash and all that, so the laws of Shemitah are rabbinic. The Shemitah of money, of not collecting a debt is only rabbinic. But the Torah says you cannot collect a personal debt. But if it's not your debt, meaning the debt belongs to the courts, so the courts are allowed to collect the debt. So what Hillel basically did was, the concept of a Pruz Bol is a few Aramaic words together, but it means basically that you give over the debts before Shemitah starts. You give or write it to a letterhead that has a bezdin on it, that all the debts that people owe me money, I'm giving over those debts to be able to be collected by bezdin. Therefore, it's not a personal debt anymore. Their Shemitah cannot undo the debt, and therefore I'm able to collect the debt. Now, even though most people today don't do Pruz Bol, because they say you really don't need it today, halachically, but the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says, when he speaks about this law, he says it's still preferred to do the Pruz Bol. So many years ago, many years ago, the Rebbe said it should be done. Now, the custom of way it's done today, every 7 years in the last who knows how many years, you have a Beis Din anyway present at Erev Rosh Hashanah when you do Ataras Nedarim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we nullify the vows. So anyway, you have a Beis Din in front of you. So after you finish doing Hataras Nedarim, you say the expression, Hareini Moisa Lachem, I am giving, you can say in any language, I am giving over to you, Kol Choyves Sheyeshli, any debts that I have, meaning that people owed me, She'egva Oysam Kol Zman She'erza, that I can collect it whenever I want. So by giving it over verbally to Beis Din, then Shemitah doesn't take effect halachically, and you're allowed to collect the debts. So that's what we do, Erev Shemitah, which this year, again, Erev Rosh Hashanah is the opportune time to do it because you have a Beis Din ready. The only difference is as follows. That for when you have a Beis Din, okay, we do 10, 11, right? But many people only do 3. And the din is, for Hataras Nedarim, to nullify the vows, you're allowed to have relatives in that Beis Din. Normal Beis Din is not allowed to have relatives because relatives are not kosher to testify, they're not kosher to judge. Unless, obviously, if both sides agree that these two relatives should sit on the Beis Din and judge it, then yeah, then it's okay. So, but normally a Beis Din, official Beis Din, is not allowed to have relatives sitting on it. So the problem is, if you have a Beis Din of Ataras Nedarim and there's a relative on the Beis Din, then you can't make a Pruz Bol without Beis Din because it's not a kosher Beis Din for Pruz Bol because you need 3 kosher judges. So that's, whatever. So you just get another guy instead. But that's the way Pruz Bol is done. What did you want?
When you say Kol Mekurimbach, each person goes up. The marshal is 10 people. You say what you just said. The Pruz Bol, we say after everybody?
No. After you do your own personal Ataras Nedarim,
right,
then you say it.
So
The next guy does his Ataras Nedarim, at the end he says it.
So if there's 10 people there, and 3 of them are not your relatives, it's Kosher Bezdin, isn't it?
Right, but, yeah, that wouldn't be, but I'm saying, that's why I said if you're only sitting with 3. If you're sitting... I understand, but we have not everybody does 10. Most people do 3. What?
Is it possible in the Tfilas Hashem Seder?
In the new Sidurim, not in the old ones. In the new Sidurim, one second. In the new Sidurim, on 358. In the English ones, the Hebrew ones, here. If you look at the book at the bottom of 359, all the way at the bottom, it says Prusba. At the end of the 6-year Shemitah, once you make a Prusba by making the following declaration before a Bezdin of at least 3 people. Okay? And what do you say? If you look in English, I am giving over to you all the debts that I have, so I can collect them whenever I want. So this is already in the old Siddurim, they didn't have it. You know, in the... Not what?
The real
philosophy. It's not because so much of a Bezdin. It says in Halach, it's preferred to do with a minion. It's to have a minion. A Bezdin in 3 is enough. It's preferred to do with a... At the end, after the Bezdin finishes the last paragraph, instead of saying, okay, next... Before you say okay next, you say that line.
Okay, next.
Yeah. This the line, and then okay next. Now it's also a minig to go to Kivrei Tzadikim erev Rosh Hashanah, and that ask not to pray to them, but to ask them that they should be good adversaries for us on the Yom HaDin. By Chassidim. There was a minig that Erev Rosh Hashanah or before, you write a pinyan nefesh to the Rebbe, and you basically write, you do it on a nice, clean sheet of paper, and you write the word pan on top, with chakat mor, and you basically write, you can write in any language, I'm asking to awaken mercy for me. You write your name and your mother's name, and any other member of the family that you want to put into the pan. And you're basically right. I should be blessed with a good year, Siva Chasimatova, Shana Tova Masukin, Gashmis and Uchnias, and you know, what a person does. It's not a letter that you're asking questions to the Rebbe. You're asking basically, it's called Pinyan Nefesh, redemption of the soul. So you're asking, so in our circles, we do that before Rosh Hashanah. What?
Any time before Rosh Hashanah?
So we say this because of like whoever owes us money?
Yeah. By the way, what happens if somebody did make a prosbo? They did not. Halachically, you can still collect the debt. To nowadays.
It's a different.
Because, again, halachically, most opinions, even Alter Rebbe says, you really don't have to, but it's preferred to. And the Rebbe said, if Alter Rebbe says preferred to, that's what you do. So that's what we do it. But
why halachically we're not doing it?
Because the Shemitah doesn't apply so much today, and people, when they give the loan, they know that they're going to get it back. Whatever. It's a whole...
But Shemitah still exists in Israel, no?
Yeah. In Israel, yeah. In Israel, this coming year is a tough year for farmers. Okay. Now, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's also appropriate to give a lot of money to tzedakah. Because, after all, we're asking Hashem to give us tzedakah for the year. So it's good. And... okay, now, it's also customary to go to the mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah. By the way, there's an interesting din that applies, I mean, basically by us it applies more by an oil, but this is a din shechunorach anyway. If somebody visits graves, many people go Erev Rosh Hashanah to family, to graves. In Halacha it says, you're not supposed to visit a grave twice in the same day. You're not, this is from really Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, but it's brought down in Halacha that you shouldn't go to a grave twice in one day. You know, whatever, there's a lot of, you know, huh? It's Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, so it's hard to know if there's a reason or not. What?
Others can go to the family. I thought it's only for Sadiqi to visit a grave.
The first year, it's brought down in Halacha. Some people b'chal don't go to the grave of a relative, a parent, okay. The first year. Our meaning is that we do go, but we stand 4 cubits, 6 feet away. And you don't ask a personal request. You just say, Tillim. Because we don't want to make their life tough for the first year. They're in the middle of judgment in heaven. And
you come to
Erev Rosh Hashanah or the first year? Erev Rosh Hashanah. What?
I have a question about Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
If we don't have pomegranate, can we use pomegranate for the Seder?
For the... You can use, if you don't have pomegranates, you can use pomegranate juice if you like it.
Well, they're saying this year that they're not going to be pomegranate.
Why?
God says.
I don't know.
Well, Rosh Hashanah, eat a tongue of a person.
Eat a tongue of a person, yeah. Okay. Now, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should make sure to do tshuva, basically. But it's a very interesting din. First of all, the Rebbe Rashab in the Friedrich Rebbe wrote that before Rosh Hashanah, a person should accept upon themselves, not something, you know, massive, because then you don't do it. A person should accept upon themselves to become a meticulous in a certain mitzvah or beautifying a mitzvah. In other words, every year, because it's a new Rosh Hashanah, it's a new year, it's a new... So we want to ask, tell Hashem, listen, I'm accepting upon myself. It doesn't have to be a massive thing, because even a little thing. A person accepts upon himself to do it before Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rebbe Rashab said, the Friedrich Rebbe said, the Rebbe brings it down, that you should do a hiddur, at least something better than what you do in the previous year. Okay, one last din over here. That is like this. Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Yom HaDin, it's a very interesting thing, the way the Poskim talk, the difference between the Jewish system and the secular system. When a person goes to court, years ago, they used to wear dark clothing and black clothing and be all, because it was they're afraid of judgment. The Torah brings down, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch itself, that before Rosh Hashanah, you take a shower, you go to mikveh, you get dressed in the best clothing. Why? Because we're certain that Hashem is going to give us a good year. It's not even a doubt. The Torah says, Levsim Levenim, Satvim Belevenim, you get dressed up in Yom Tov clothing because we're certain that Hashem, and that's, Torah says, to show that, you know, when you really believe that that's what's going to happen, Hashem does it. And we're blessed with the good year. People should also try to help people out that don't have money for Yom Tov, you know, it's brought down, that's brought to Prichot, they show the people bring down. Just like for Pesach, there's more schitim. For other Yom Tov also, expenses of Yom Tov are a lot, you know, and people can use help. So people, it says in Halacha, people should give money to poor people to help. Okay.
Thank you.